Sagt die Gemara again, darf es ein sein, aber alle, wo start again von der Gemara ein Wovah mit Beis. Tono, der Mischa said, je moitzi jayin, je chayef, ke dem ziges hakois. Sagt die Gemara, ke dem ziges kois yofa, what does that mean? My kois yofa, kois shal brocha. Which we said is one third, actually one fourth of yayin and three fourth of mayim. Birchas HaMozen is called kois shal brocha. Om Rav Nachman, Rav Ravu, kois shal brocha, tzor shebe roi v'revias, one quarter of yayin chai and three fourth of mayim. Kdeshim is again of yamad al revias. So like this together, in total, it's a revias. Omarova. Now it happens to be the poskim say that bizman hazeh we not memazik yayin to such an extreme. Our yayin is much weaker. We don't put three fourth water and one fourth wine. It will be totally diluted. It'll be apple juice. So because our wine is not as strong, is much weaker, so who had in the shear would be a different shear. The shear of Hoitzah, some poskim can say that it would not be this cheshbon of a chiyuv deraisa, the same cheshbon of Rav Revias, because it's a different cheshbon of Meziga. Zogt mal Omar Rove, af anon amitanino, daf ein zayin omen aleph, hamoitzi yayin kedem Mezigas kois. Rove says, we see clearly that moitzi yain yichayv k'dem mizigas hakoyz v'toni alo k'dem mizigas koyz yofa, which is a koyz shabrocha v'katoni seifa v'shah kol hamashkin b'revias. So we see that all other mashkin are the shear hoitzah is b'revias, and by yain the shear is k'dem mizigas koyz yofa, the amount of wine chai that you need when you're memazik with water. But the common denominator is revias. So we see al kaponim that the cheshbon is to in total be a revias, which happens to be a roiva revias of chai, which in total makes up revias of yayin after it's diluted. Zokim ha'v'rov le'tamei, that this cheshbon is one quarter. V'rov le'tamei, the omar rove kol cham g'leidori al chatlas maya, any wine that does not have the cheshbon of chatlas maya, lav cham g'hu. That means wine has to be chatlas maya. It has to be three parts of water. So we see clearly that the formula for meziga is three parts water and one part yayin. Omer Abaye shtei tshuvot bedover. Chado Abaye argues on Rova. Rava says the cheshbon is three quarters water and one quarter yayin. And Vaiti, you're telling me, kedem ziga yichayev for that amount of one fourth of yayin. Omer Abaye shtei tshuvos bedover. Chad etetanan v'hamozuk shnei chelkei mayim ve'echad yayin. Shteit behedya mishnah nida. Over there it talks about the maris of dam. What's called dam? So there's five types of shades of dam that are called dam nida. So one of the shades described in the mishnah nida is mozuk shneichel kemayim ve'echad yayin. Min hayayin ashiroini. If you take yayin from shiroin, and that wine you add two chelokim of water, that shade of red is dam nida. As I zok the mishnah nida. Ovoshteit zok tabaya. What do we see from mishnah nida? That the formula for meziga is not three quarters water and one quarter yayin. It's two chalokim of mayim and one chalik of yayin, which means 33% of yayin, not 25%. It's a big nafkamina, it's a quarter or it's a third.
What to do with us? It's over there, right?
Oh, that's going to be upstairs. But the Gemara, Abai is being a raya from a Hilchas Nida, in the Mishnah Nida state, that the color of red, that's metama, is the color of mezig of two to three, of two chalokim and one chalik, a third. So we see meziga. He wants to bring a ride that we see meziga is two, not three. That's one kasha he's asking. Ve'oid, and another kasha, mayim bekadu mitstarfin. Abai is asking that at the end of the day, if you need the meziga for it to be a drinkable wine, so ibazoi, the roiva revias according to you, Rava, should not be the reason why you should be chayev. Because at the end of the day, you need the meziga, so you should only be chayev when it's together. So mayim ubekad mitstarfin, if you have a kad with the yayin chay, and the mayim in a different area, in a different barrel, not placed together, not mixed yet, it's mitstarf, how could it be mitstarf? How could it be chayev today if it's not together yet? If it's together, then you're chayev. But behind that it's separate, why would you be chayev? So Rashi learns al kochach, Abai is trying to prove that koishal bracha is not a revias.
That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos says two tzedakim, either that Abaye holds that ein chanami the shir chay is roiv revius, but the shir meziga is not a revius. He argues on the shir at the end of the day after the meziga, and the Ri wants to say that Abaye holds that the etzem shir chay is a revius. The shir of yain chay is a revius, and that's why he's arguing. It can't be that yain bekat mitzdarfin. It can't be that it's at the end of the day it's mitzdarfin. If it's separate places, the shir chay alein is a revius.
So Abaye is asking two kashas. One kasha is that we see clearly that yain ashiroini, the formulation, is two chalokemayim and one chelik yain. And the second kasha is asking that mayim bekad mitzdarfin, how could water be mitzdarf if it's in a separate place? It can't be a tziruf hint when it's in a separate place that pashta is hayichayev on the rovi revius, like Rebbe wants to say. So in that, the pashta teretz is because that's good for the chshivas of yain, that it's choshev for hoitzo even before you memazig it. That's what Gemara is going to say. Zok the Gemara, Omalei Rove, Hode ka'amret shnei chal kemayim ve'echad yayin, min ha'yayin ha'shiroini, yayin ha'shiroini l'chud d'rofi. It's a weaker wine, shiroini.
So the first Eretz says the reason why it's a different cheshbon, the formula is 2 to 3, because it's rofi. Zok Rashi, it's rach. It's a weaker wine. A weaker wine doesn't need so much water to dilute it. It's not so strong. So Mela, it's a different cheshbon. It specifically says over there in Mishnah, the yayin ha'shiroini. So shiroini, it's 2 to 3. Other wines, it's like a 3 to, it's 3 to 1. This wine is 2 chalokim and 1. And other wines, it's 3 chalokim and 1. Inami, and that's what you're saying. Hosa mishum chazuta. What's one din of nida, like I'll be a mara, like I'll be looking at a shade, negate to the sugi of meziga. Hosa mishum chazuta. When it comes to chazuta, we want to define the shade of nida, of dam. So we say, if you take yayin ha'shiroini and you add 2/3, that specific color is called red. It doesn't mean that that's how you drink it. When you want to drink it, you have to add another 1/3 of mayim. That means there's two steps. When you want to talk about chazuta, you add 2 parts. When you want to be moizig and drink it, you have to add 3 parts. Now the kasha that you asked, so at the end of the day, if you need a revius,
so what is the shear of yayin chai relevant?
Zog the Gemara, le'inyin Shabbos midi d'choshev be'inon, v'honami o'choshev. What's the shaykh is one to another? Shabbos is a din of melech machshevis. So melech machshevis, it's very choshev when you have 1/4, or 1/3 according to Abaye. Mashenken, when it comes to other mashkim, it's taka revius. So it's shaykh that even though all mashkim are revius, shakol mashkin, yayin chai is a roiv revius according to Rava, because it's choshev, it's melech machshevis.
So you chay for it so because of its chashivas even by 1/4 of that number.
Zog the Gemara Tana. Stated the Tosefta as follows: Yovesh bekezayis divrei Reb Nosson. Yovesh bekezayis. That means if you have wine that's korush, wine that is dried up. So Rashi explains originally if wine had a shear of revius, when it dries up. So then it turns into a kezayis. And that's the shear yechayev on hoitzo. When you take out yayin yovesh, so then dried wine, yechayev hoitzo on the shear of a kezayis. We see hakaponim that the formulation of revius translates into a kezayis when it comes to the din of hoitzo, not the din of roiva. The formula that you have for wine when it's liquid form that turns into korish, it's a kezayis. Zog Rashi, yovesh bekezayis. Yayin korush bekezayis demikora habe beravis ubekorush revius shleima binon the la bamaziga. It means the formula changes. Meaning, even though by yayin chai we said roiva revius,
or according to Abaye yechai for 1/3 of the cheshbon of a yayin,
because you have 2 parts water or 3 parts water, that's when it's liquid. Because then it's bamaziga. But something that's not bamaziga, it loses. It's din meziga, because it's korish, you can't be moizig it anymore. So then it goes back to shar mashkin, where the shear becomes revius, Dr. Rashi. So mele it's laba meziga, so it's hoda dinner that by korish you need a ganze revius, which translates into a kezayis. Revius translates into a kezayis. So when we say when it's dry, to be chai vanoitzo, it's afka kezayis. Don't tell me, 1 second, but the cheshem by chai is roiva revius, 1/4, so maybe the cheshem by yovet should be the same formula? No. It's only that cheshem because you dilute it when it's liquid. But if it's dry, you can't dilute. So mele hodadina, it goes back to shir revius, like shakol amashkin. It's la bamaziga. So yovesh is be kezayis, which is the same thing as Gravius in a dry form. Divrei Rav Nosson, Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Nosson that says that the formula of Kezias and Gravius translate into one another. V'Rabbi Yosi, V'Rabbi Yehuda, the following braisa that we're going to mention now, Omru Dovar Echad, they both say the same thing, that a Kezias and a Gravius translate into one another. Rav Nosson, Hodam Moran, that we said, that Yovesh, when it's Koresh, when it's dried up wine, then the Shear is a Kezias, which translates into Gravius. V'Rabbi Yosi, V'Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we learned in the braisa as follows. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvorim Mikula Beishamay, Umchumre Beishilel, usually base Hillel is Mekel. There are six things that are mentioned that are from Kule Beishamai, that Beishamai is Mekel, and base Hillel is Machmer. For instance, Dam Nevela, when you have an animal that's a Nevela, not a Shchuta, it's a Nevela. So the Dam of that Nevela, so what's the status of the Dam? We know the status of the Boser is Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela is metame b'magav v'masa. It's a special chumra that is metame b'magav v'masa. So by dam Nevela, what's the status of the dam? Does it have the status of the boser? Beishamai metarin. Beishamai say it's tohar. So it's machlokes in the Mishnah. Does it mean it's in ganzen tohar? Or tohar just means that it's not metame like Nevela b'magav v'masa. But avad it's still tome. Tohar just means that it's not metame b'magav v'masa. But upon him, it's not as the same chomer of the Nevela itself, of the boser itself. Beishamai say no, he's mekel, dam Nevela is not like the boser of the Nevela. Ubeis hillel metamin. Beis hillel say it's exact same status. It's metame like the Nevela itself. Rashi Radabi says, when it says metarin, it's li nira, it's tumakala yeshboy. Tumakal it has, just doesn't have the tumor chamura of Nevela. But a component base hill say it's tome. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Now comes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that we said is Omer Dovar Echad. What does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say? Av kshetimu base hillel, even when base hillel was metame. Dam Nevela, loitimu elo bedam sheyesh by revius. It's not any dam. Any part of the dam of Nevela is metame. No. It has to be a dam that is the quantity of revius. Oil v'yochel likroish v'lamid al kezayis. Since the gabe tuma, usually by nevela the shear is a kezayis to be metamin odom. So, in a liquid form, when you want to take the dam of the nevela of the boss of the nevela and say it's metama like the nevela itself, it has to be a dam that has a revius. Why? Because a dam of revius, when you put it into a solid form, when it's kosh, it'll be oimid on a kezayis. So we see that the formulation of revius turns into a kezayis. That's Omer Dovar Echad. Zogt Rashi, v'hainu Omer Dovar Echad, shekezayis hayovish kshinim moyach av revius. When you take this into a liquid form, it will turn into a revius. So a dam revius is hoyev yochel likrosh, it's oimen on a kezayis. So that's what a cheshbon of dam nevela metame is dafka in a revius. Azoy zogt, who says this, Omer Dovar Echad, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Nosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Omer Dovar Echad. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaya. So Abaya said, what's the raya from the sugya of Dam Nevela to the sugya of Revi? Here we're talking about wine, and here we're talking about blood. We're comparing Yayin, that we're saying that Yayin HaKorush, Yayin that's Yovesh, is Bekezayis. That was Rav Nosson's statement. Yayin, that is Yovish, which is not Bar Meziga anymore, so the Shear is a Kezayis, which is equivalent to a Revius. And we're saying, Omer Dovar Echad, just like Dam. Dam to be Metame ben Nevela, it's Dafka B'Shear Revius, because the equivalence of Revius of Dam is a Kezayis of Bosar. Frek the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Dilmaloyi, what are you comparing Yayin to Bosar? Atka lek Omer Rav Nosson Hocho, when did Rav Nosson say that a revius of yayin in a dry form would be equivalent to a kezayis of yayin? That's only over here by yayin. At kan lekomer Rav Nosson hocha de boy revius el b'yayin de kolish. That's only by wine. That's kolish. By yayin, which is much weaker than dam. Dam is much thicker. So by yayin, that's kolish. So over here, you need a revius because that equates into a kezayis. Ava b'dam de somich, b'dam which is much thicker. So kezayis loy boy revius. maybe to get, we're looking for a kezayis of nevela. Kezayis of nevela has a din of tumas nevela. So maybe to get to the equivalence of a kezayis of nevela, since dam is so much thicker than yayin, it doesn't need a whole revius of dam. Maybe a less than a revius of dam would already equate into a kezayis of nevela. The thicker it is, so when you transfer that into korish, it needs much less of the liquid formulation because it's korish. It's thicker, I mean. Zog the Gemara, so what's the right from dam to the ayin? When is the formulation a revius of liquid is the equivalent of a kezayis of solids? That's by yayin, which is much more liquidy. Masha'en kein, something which is thicker, like dam, maybe you need less than a revius to get the equation of a kezayis. Zog the Gemara, hocha de boy revius, el b'yayin, de kolish, ava b'dam de somich, kezayis leboy revius, to get to a kezayis, it's less than a revius of dam. That's one reason to be mechalik between Reb Nosson and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Inami, another reason to be mechalik, at kala koma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, hosom, the kezayis sagi lebe revius. Maybe punk faket. When did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that to get to the kezayis of nevela, it's sufficient if you have a revius, because why? Because dam is somach, since it's such a thick type of liquidity, dam is much thicker than wine. So over here, the formulation of a kezayis is equivalent to revius of dam, because its dam is very thick. Aval yayin, the kolish, but wine, which is much thinner, not as thick. So kezayis, have a yoisim revius. Maybe in order to get the cheshbon of a kezayis, you would need much more yayin to equate to a kezayis of yayin. You would need much more than a revius of yayin, because it's thinner. So it's tam no raya that it's equivalent one to another. Maybe it's only revius by dam, because dam is over. Mashen yayin is kolish, maybe you need more than a revius. Now what's the nafkamina if you need more than a revius? Zog the Gemara, v'chimapik pochas mi kezayis l'chayef. So Ibazoyel, come out when it comes to Aitzov Shabbos, you'd be chayev even when you take out less than a kezayis. Why? Because since by Shabbos we know the magic formulation is revius when it comes to mashka. So oy bazoy, if you might see less than a kezayis, you'd also be chayev. Why? Because a kezayis is more than a revius. We're saying that in order to create a kezayis of yayin, you need much more than a revius. That means the kezayis of yayin korish is much more than a revius. So if it's less than a kezayis, you'd already be chayim. Because we know that the equation to be chayim on oitzo is shakol amashkin b'revius. So if a kezayis equates to more than a revius, then you'll be chayim for oitzo for less than a kezayis. And it'll be the nafkamina. So Gemara is matcha, Abai is matcha from both studim. Either yayin is kolush, so it needs more than a revius, so ibazoi you chay for less than the kezayis for itso, or because dam is thicker, so maybe you need less than a revius in order to get to the equation of a kezayis. Right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omelets.